بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة معراج المؤمنين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected علماء اكرام Brothers in Islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman and Islam. Observing around us, given any particular situation or given any problem or difficulty, whether it be in the house, whether it be national or international, then various people provide various solutions. If a person is involved in welfare work and is involved in social activities, then he'll view the solution or he'll view the whole problem and he'll provide a solution keeping social spectacles. Another person, if he analyzes the situation, because he is politically motivated, then he will provide a solution putting political lenses. On the other hand, another person, because he feels conditions of people rotate around finance and economics, when he analyzes the situation and he assesses the situation, then he will provide a solution, an economical solution. And each one will say that if you follow my solution, be it political or from the point of economics or from the social point of view, then there will be peace and tranquility. Respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the pristine, divine, perfect, last message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with the constitution of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us Quran Kareem, which has been expounded by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us solutions for every problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the sanction and the approved way of life. And as Muslims, we must view every situation. As Muslims, we must view any situation through the eyes of Iman. When we begin to start thinking like that I must look at my house problem, my domestic problem, my problem at the factory or the firm or the business, or the national problem, or the international problem. When we start looking at it through the eyes of Iman, then solutions which are approved by Allah, we will be able to adhere to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our creator, He is our maker, He is our provider, He is our sustainer. He knows what is good for us, what is detrimental for us, what is beneficial for us, and what will take us towards salvation, and what will ruin us. That is why He has given us solutions. It is our duty. We will have to make the endeavor to study the situation, to assess the situation, to analyze the situation, and to look into Quran and Hadith and say, this is my solution. What is happening in Somalia? What is happening in Bosnia? What happened in Burma? What is happening in Kashmir? What is happening in Palestine? All these things we are reading about. All these things we are viewing. And what is happening there? Can it happen here? Murder, loot, rape, businesses been burned, millionaires becoming paupers overnight, within hours. What has happened there? What is happening there? Can it not happen here? If our condition is not sanctioned by Allah, not approved by Allah, not pleasing to Allah, then the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Then the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And the solution lies in the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Why the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam? They have got divine, protected, revealed, approved knowledge. There are two types of knowledge prevalent around us. One is, for example, that we study in the school, in the college, in the university, academic knowledge, circular knowledge, and data, information, that if you place X and Y, you will get X plus Y give you X and Y. That sort of thing. And what is the information provided from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? And as a Muslim, we have to take the knowledge of Anbiya alayhi salam and practice on it for success. And the knowledge of the Anbiya alayhi salam, they go contrary to the intellect. Interest, for example, if you look at your bank balance and you take interest, at the end of the month your bank balance shows more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that will destroy your wealth, that will annihilate your wealth, that will ruin your wealth. On the other hand, if a person gives charity and he gives zakat, at the end of the month you look at your bank balance, it's going shorter, it's going less. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, that is beneficial for you. That purifies your wealth. That will give you peace and tranquility. That will safeguard you. So what you see is contrary, that the bank balance with interest is more, and the bank balance with when you give your zakat is less, but there is barakat in that less. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it like that. In the time of Nuh alayhi salam, the history of Nuh alayhi salam, if you look at it compared to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam, there are a lot of parallels. Nuh alayhi salam preached to his community for 950 years. He preached to them that amount of years. His lifespan is something else. And when they jeered at him, they mocked at him, they laughed at him, and they poked fun at him, they did all sorts of things. When he preached to them, they covered their ears. When he preached to them, they ran away. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Nuh alayhi salam that, oh Nuh, build your ark. So Nuh alayhi salam built the ark. Now where is building the ark? He's building the ark in the desert. He's building the ark, there is no water visible. He's building the ark, specification provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people begin to mock. Why? Because they see the ark and they see the desert. They do not see the power of Allah. They do not see the might of Allah. They do not see the wisdom of Allah. They do not see the knowledge of Allah. And the Nabi at the time, Nuh alayhi salam, he is obedient to Allah ta'ala. Building the ark, the people are laughing at him. Now Nuh has become a carpenter now. Now Nuh, what is he doing? Where is he going to sail this ark? There is no water to be seen. Where is he going to sail this ark? And then they begin to pass rude remarks at him. Then they overstep the mark. How they do this? They begin to use the ark of Nuh alayhi salam. Tafsir Ibn Kathir states, they begin to use the ark of Nuh for their toilet facilities. So every time they want to go to toilet, they go to Nuh's ark. They say, this is the place to go. This is the place to go and mess. This is the place to go and soil. This is the place to go and pass out stool and urine. This is the place to go and mess up. Now they're mocking at Nuh, but they're not in reality mocking at Nuh. They mocking at Nuh alayhi salam's teachings. They mocking at Allah ta'ala. They jeering at the teachings of Allah. Are we not doing that? One side is Quran, one side is Ahadith, one side are the laws of Allah, one side are the practices of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we constantly, are we adhering to it or are we moving away from it? Are we practicing upon the teaching of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam or are we moving away? And those who are practicing upon the teaching of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how do we look at them? A person who is trying to adhere to the commandments of Allah ta'ala, a person who is practicing on the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, How do we view them? As orthodox? As fanatics? Do we give them names? Do we call them any fancy names? Each one should judge for himself and see, do we deserve the pleasure of Allah or the wrath of Allah? Nuh alayhi salam preached, those people began to soil that ark of his. And that whole ark became best. There was no place to move on that ark. They soiled it. They spoiled it. They filled it. They laughed at him. They jeered at him. Patiently bore it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted upon those people of Nuh a punishment. A subsidiary punishment. A preliminary punishment. A warning punishment. A take heed punishment. They were inflicted with a disease. Their skin began to rot. And their bodies began to stink. And they, in that condition even, they went to that ark to mess it, to soil it. Then one night, it was dark. One of those people in that condition, he still went to that ark. And when he went to that ark, he slipped. When he slipped, he fell into that muck. He fell into that filth. He fell into that mess. So he called for help. When he called for help, his people around him brought him home. And they washed him down. They showered him down. Poured water over him. And lo, by the will of Allah, by the permission of Allah, that person who was suffering from that disease was cured. So the people said, he fell into that ark, there's mess there, and his body contacted that mess. So that means that is the cure for our ailment. So the whole community which was messing that ark, that whole community which was spoiling that ark, they began to rush there into that ark and falling into that ark and cleaning that ark. And those people who were at home who could not move were giving their buckets, bring me some of that blessing. As they were cleaning that ark, Tafsir Ibn Kathir says that they made that ark shine. And then those days they should build the ark with the planks. That was between the crevices. They began to clean up with their nails and bring it. Why? It was now curing them. Why? Allah Ta'ala puts cure in whatever He wants to. Point I'm trying to drive home is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi built that ark. Then the flood came, you know that. By the will of Allah Ta'ala. So, behind every law of Allah Ta'ala, behind every rule of Allah, there is some wisdom, there is some divine philosophy, there is benefit, only benefit for us. It is for you and I, it is for us to realize that in Sharia, in the law of Allah, in the practice of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is only benefit for us. You and I have to be 100% convicted with that. We have to be fully convinced that in the law of Allah is my benefit, is my salvation in this world and in the Akhirah. But not a lazy attitude, not a lackadaisical attitude that whenever I feel like I'll practice on Sharia, whenever it suits me I'll practice on Sharia, whenever it suits me I'll leave the warm bed with my wife and come for Fajr Salah. Whenever it suits me, then in Ramzan I will come, after Ramzan I'm gone. Whenever it suits me, in Ramzan, when I go for Hajj, I will adorn a beard and put on a kurta there. And when I come back to the airport, then I'll remove my beard and come back. Islam there is different, Islam here is different. No, respected elders, we should be fully convicted that Islam is the way of salvation for us. That Islam is the provider of salvation and achievement for us. And if we practice upon this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. One of the Tariq Jamil of Pakistan narrates one more incident concerning the Nuh incident. He says three people, they hid themselves in one cave. They hid themselves in one cave, saying the water will not reach them. Why? Because intelligence at that time is saying, which Nuh alayhi salam's son used also, that, oh my father, I will go on to a high mountain peak, the water will not reach me. But the water reached him. So these people also, they went away into a cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they sealed themselves in the cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them have an urge for urination. One of them says that they urinated so much that they filled that whole cave and drowned in their own urine. Why, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to them to drown in water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the water when He wants to. So we should look at the knowledge of Anbiya alayhi salam and try to understand it. If we cannot understand it, practice upon it. Shah Wali Wala Rahmatullah alayhi, Mujaddid al-Fisani Rahmatullah alayhi stated that all laws of Quran and Hadith are compatible to intelligence and rationality. But it is our rationality, low level, and our low level intelligence that we cannot fathom the wisdom and philosophy behind the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us practical Muslims. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.